Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was not expecting that yesterday.
No, I clearly was not.
Well, you clearly weren't.
I'm sadly out of the Survivor League. Survivor League 2024, week one to week one.
Is there a week one buyback? There should be a week one buyback.
No, I'm done. No, I'm done. Because if anybody else was out and I was still in, I'd be like, you can't come back in. You dared pick against the Patriots? What is wrong with you? Yeah, I did not see that coming. That was the biggest upset on the board, even available in the NFL in week one.
Yeah.
And they win this sucker outright. Maybe the biggest upset the Patriots as a franchise have had since Super Bowl 36.
Yes.
Right?
I would say.
Because really, after Super Bowl 36, they were almost never underdogs.
No.
They were like favored in like every game until the last couple of years. And 7.5 on the road against a Bengals team, which, again, let's focus more on giving credit to the Patriots. They didn't seem all that ready to play, but it's still a win over Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Like that is a real feather in your cap.
It's the biggest week one upset since 2018. When the Bucs upset the Saints as 10-point underdogs. Cincinnati was 7.5 points is where it finished. It was higher going into the week.
Yep.
Obviously, I had the questions with Chase. T. Higgins didn't play. Joe Burrow still doesn't look totally healthy. But I agree. It's a day to give the Patriots credit. And you can do that all day here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI, 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can get in touch here with Jones and Keith. We'll talk to a couple members of the Patriots here on a Patriots Monday. Hunter Henry. Jawan Bentley, part of that bone-crushing defense yesterday for the Patriots. We'll also get some national perspective from Andrew Whitworth. He's part of the Thursday Night Football crew on Amazon.
And a former Bengal.
And a former Bengal, that's true. Yeah. So maybe we'll get some good Cincinnati insight, maybe some broadcast insight on Tom Brady and how he did. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. So a lot in store for you today, but wide open on the phones. You want to talk Patriots, this is the spot to do it. And I'm with you, Keith. I don't know if the Patriots played an incredible game, but they played buttoned up, turnover-free. I was worried they were going to be completely undisciplined. The first kickoff of the year.
First play of the game.
First play of the Mayo era.
Couldn't line up right.
They can't line up. I'm like, here
we go.
Boy. This is going to be just a debacle.
Yeah. Nope.
And they were buttoned up.
They were great.
They were well-coached. They were largely disciplined. I think they were flagged for more penalties than Cincinnati. They didn't turn it over. They made a couple of huge plays defensively, fourth down stops, turnovers on top of it. Brissett was decent. He was even scrambling around a little bit, which even shocked Jerod Mayo.
He could scoot.
As I heard this morning.
He was surprised.
Ramondre Stevenson was awesome.
Yep.
The Bengals were bad. They look like they're borderline boycotting and pissed about the contracts, but put that to the side. The offensive line was good.
Yeah,
the Patriots were way, way, way better than any of us expected. And they, for a week anyways, they deserve credit for that.
I got something to say to both Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt.
What's that?
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
I didn't see this coming, and I know it's not like they lit up the scoreboard or anything, but I give Jerod Mayo specifically a ton of credit because he's not in charge of the roster. He inherited a bad roster. We can quibble with the moves we liked and didn't like in the offseason. Their most valuable asset was the number 3 overall pick, and he didn't play in the game.
Nope.
We've talked quite a bit about that.
Yes.
So he didn't play in the game. So
I mean, their second round pick barely played in the game.
Yeah, true. So Jerod Mayo took a 4-win team from last year and brought them into Cincinnati week one. he knows they don't have a high-scoring, high-flying offense, and he and Alex Van Pelt kind of cooked it up. The offensive line looked so much better than anybody would have imagined based on preseason, the practice reports, and everything else. Just the names that were there. Like, yeah. You don't even have all the guys that you want with City So being out. So you're like, oh, Brissett's going to get killed. No, he didn't. He picked up a bunch of first downs with his legs. They dominated just some of those long possessions that they had. They had a kicker who was drilling his kicks. And what really jumped out was how Bill Belichick was always all about defense and special teams, right? Sometimes we'd almost pull our hair out. He was so obsessed with defense and special teams. Yeah. And yet, over the last 5 or 6 years, the special teams was a mess. Remember how many penalties? They were giving up kick return touchdowns. They were kind of a mess. And even the defense kind of feasted on bad quarterbacks and weren't very good against good quarterbacks. Well, they allowed 10 points to Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase played, right? We can talk about whether he's pouting or not, but he played. He's one of the best receivers in the league. They allowed 10 points, and they controlled that whole game. I did not see that one coming. Like the two sides worked so well together, meaning the offense, kind of these long established drives where they just ran the ball. They told you they were going to run it, and they did. But then the defense looks like a tough defense to play against.
Well, and so stick with Mayo for a second, yep. Because even that offensive line, the plan was to play Chukwuemeka for at left tackle. Coaches benched him. They benched him 12 snaps in or whatever it was. They went to Vidarian Lowe, which I wouldn't
which
have signed up for.
Scary, what you would have thought.
If you told me that before the game, that 12 snaps in, it's all Vidarian Lowe at left tackle because the Chukwuemeka for experiment failed, mm-hmm. I would say, well, they got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
They made a coaching adjustment, and the offensive line was way better than anticipated. I think Brissett had to run for his life a little bit. He got hit a couple of times.
Yeah.
But that is, at bare minimum, an average offensive line based on that performance, and certainly a lot better than we expected.
And they have a couple good pass rushers on Cincinnati's side.
Yeah. Hendrickson was a monster yesterday.
Hendrickson's good. So they have a couple guys going after him. And, the O-line wasn't the biggest issue. Was it one sack in the entire game? Like, that was pretty good. You know, I think what was the over-under probably going into the game? Like 4.5 somewhere in there?
I did TV on Friday night. The over-under for the season, Keith.
Yeah.
I was asked 48. Three a game was the over-under. I think they gave up something close to that last year. 48, 49,
yeah,
something like that last year.
I would have taken the over ahead of time.
Yeah.
And, it was professional. But not only that, you got to say they're good at run blocking. Because Ramondre Stevenson, who, monster game for him.
Yep.
Because his importance was showcased right out of the rip. And we were talking about how if Alex Van Pelt is taking anything from his days in Cleveland, even though he wasn't calling the plays, but he was the offensive coordinator, we're like, well, they had Nick Chubb and they had a really good offensive line. It's like, all right, well, Ramondre Stevenson and Gerard Mayo on his Mayo Monday appearance this morning was really talking up Ramondre Stevenson, one of the best backs in the
league.
Call
him a top 10 back. He did it yesterday after the game, too.
I mean, a game like yesterday would sort of point you in that direction, wouldn't it? I mean, he looked as good as anybody. Some of it, was the block, but there are other times where he's just making guys miss or he's like initiating the contact and picking up a few extra yards. He could be elusive. So it was a great all-around game from Ramondre Stevenson. And this had to have been the game plan for them. Like, going in, even though, idiots like me are like, no chance they win, I'm sure Mayo, Van Pelt, DeMarcus Covington, credit to him, probably got together and were like, all right, how are we going to win this game? And it's exactly what they did.
No. And Mayo, now a couple of times, and they're paying him like he's a top 10 back, so he should be a top 10 back. But Mayo, a couple of times after the game yesterday, this morning with the Greg Hill Show, if you missed any of it, check it out on the Odyssey app. Check it out on YouTube. Yep. Subscribe to WEEI. It's there. It's available for you. I'm going to let you know. You got to set aside like a half an hour to hear it. But I thought Mayo was great.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I thought he was very interesting, very candid. And obviously feeling good about the win, which he should. And so that's worth a listen on the Odyssey app and on YouTube if you didn't hear it this morning. But he also talked about how they're going to play defense. And I agree with you, Keith. They usually feasted on terrible quarterback play the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Feasted on bad teams, bad quarterbacks. Yesterday, I felt like they hit the crap out of Cincinnati. And to me, this is how they won the game yesterday. And we'll take all your thoughts on it. What was the key? How did they win? What was the biggest factor in the victory? Was it managing the football? Was it playing with an edge? Was it establishing the run? Was it Mayo's impact? Again, you can jump in at 617-779-7937. They set a tone on defense. The Bengals didn't have a first down until the second quarter.
Yeah, crazy.
They hit the crap out of them. Mm-hmm. Duggar stripping Hudson, and that was Hudson reaching out at the end zone going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Duggar stripping Gesicki. I liked your tweet about
stinks.
About how
I was like, come on,
you should get a flag if you do the gritty when you don't catch a touchdown.
No, you dropped it. You dropped it. Gesicki's horrible.
He's
bad. Then you're like, oh my God. You almost forgot that he was even on the Patriots.
I was like, man, where was this when you were on New England? And then they showed the replay, and I'm like, right.
There he
is. That's the guy. That's the Gesicki I knew.
Man, without T. Higgins, though, and again, I'm very positive on the Patriots today, but without T. Higgins and with a sad sack Jamar Chase, you're like, who's Burrow throwing to?
Yeah.
Some dude I've never heard of. Two washed tight ends. Two not great running backs.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to be fine. I think it's a big checkmark win and a big, like, you know, at the end of the season, you're like, well, they did beat the Bengals in Cincinnati. I think it's going to look good. But no T. Higgins, there is a bit of a drop-off there.
Yeah, for sure. And so I think they hit the snot out of him.
Yeah, they did.
I give Mayo and Covington a lot of credit for that. Like, I thought, and I did not think the world of Bill last year. I wanted Bill out. I thought they would improve without Bill. We'll see if that's actually the case. Through 1 week, it looks like they're going to, but we'll see. It's a long way to go.
Yep.
But I always thought that defense was a little overrated, and I even thought they'd come back to the pack a little bit. No Judon, no Barmore. And it's like, how are they going to do that?
No.
Well,
they
did it yesterday with Tone and Edge, and I imagine that starts with Mayo. He's got the guys, as Devon Godchow said late last week, ready to run through a wall for him. They tackled?
Jonathan Jones tackle on third down was insane. I was like, is that the same guy?
It was like the play on Thursday night where Zay Flowers got dropped against Kansas City. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, that was
They go
great.
For it on fourth down. Jones smacks the crap out of him. And so I thought that was the key. Did the Bengals break a tackle yesterday?
I don't think so.
I don't remember it if they did.
Special teams or defense, it seemed like they were completely buttoned up. I mean, that was great.
So I didn't see that coming. I thought offensively they would improve a little bit, and they were nothing to write home about, but they were competent on offense. They were functional on offense. That defense, to me, not dropping off and playing with more of an edge and setting a tone against Joe Burrow, even a shorthanded Joe Burrow. That, to me, is why they won. I did not expect that at all.
No, it was 100% on the defense, and then Ramondre Stevenson, right? Because Jacoby Brissett did what he needed to do, and I don't know how many games this year, you know, and texters are pointing this out, and I agree. Like, 16 points in the NFL week in and week out is not going to win you a ton of games.
No.
Right? Like, you scored one touchdown. Now, you allowed one touchdown. Now, the way this defense is, who knows? There might be a bunch of weeks where they allow one touchdown, maybe two. And if you allowed two touchdowns, like, that's still a pretty good game. But if you're only coming back with, you know, scored one of your own, that's going to be a problem. But Ramondre Stevenson, at least, you know, for years now, we've been talking about, do they have any weapons, or they have any dangerous players on offense, or if you are an opposing defensive coordinator, who are you even worried about? And unfortunately, like, since Brady left, they didn't have anybody. It was like, hey, just show up and play football. And now it's probably Ramondre Stevenson, and you know, because he can also catch passes too, but for the most part, they're just handing him the ball, 25 carries, making guys miss. That's somebody that teams are going to have to be worried about.
Okay, and Mayo said this a couple of times in just that interview with Greg this morning. We're going to run the football, and people have to stop us. And that's what the Patriots did. 2:13 remaining. The Pats got the ball back after Cincinnati didn't go for it on fourth down in their own end. Did you have a problem with that?
I was surprised. Okay. I mean, I know not much was cooking, but it was like, all right, it's one possession game.
It's like, you're going to go for it on fourth and five at midfield with a lot of time left in the game. When was it? Was that even the first half? When did they go for it on fourth down? Was that early second half? I need to double check the time on that. But they went for it on fourth down earlier in the game. You're basically at the end of the game. You're running out of timeouts. You're running out of time, and you don't go for it on fourth down? I thought that was a little interesting. But anyway, 2:13 remaining. Patriots get the ball back. They're under center with three tight ends, four snaps.
Mm-hmm.
The whole stadium knows it's coming. Patriots are still able to do what they need to do. And I'm reading from Phil Perry here. 5-yard run, 9-yard run, 3-yard run, 9-yard run, game over.
That was it.
The whole stadium knew they were running, and Stevenson ran it right up their backside. He was dragging tacklers. And so I do think, again, that tone, that edge, ready to run through a wall for Mayo, that's different than what we saw for Bill the last couple of years. I know people would say Bill didn't lose the locker room.
Mm.
He didn't have the locker room, and he didn't have the team like Mayo had them yesterday. And again, it's early. We're already getting texts, 37937. It's week one. Relax. They'll come back to earth pretty fast.
Yeah, probably, but I mean, I'm going to give him credit for this one. Like, we are always going to react to what we just saw. We did it in the preseason. We're going to do it in the regular season. So when they win a game against it, and especially for me, like, I didn't think they had a chance. They were 7.5-point dogs. And so for them to come out and win, I think we can talk up the positives that were. doesn't mean they're going 17-0.
No.
Right? But also,
well, that's what I was just going to say. What
are they going 1-16? No. Probably not.
No, no. They weren't favored in any games. They already won one. And yeah. So I'm not ready to say they're, forget 17-0, a 10-win team, a playoff team. But could they be 7-8, a 7 or 8 win team and scrappy and a team you don't want to play and a team that gets better as the year goes along? I think that's in play. And I think, not to get ahead of ourselves, Keith, on a Monday,
yeah.
A Patriots Monday, and a long way to go until next week, I've thought all along Seattle's a very, very, very winnable game in their home opener. So,
yeah,
there's a chance they're 2-0.
Yeah, out of the first four, actually, the first six games, which are all pretty difficult, I thought the most winnable was this one upcoming against Seattle. You know, maybe I should have put more stock into Cincinnati starting the year slow under Zachary Taylor. That's been like an obvious thing, I guess. And then Ja'Marr Chase. Like, what a roller coaster it's been for Ja'Marr Chase. And Christian Gonzalez locked him up. Gonzalez was great when he was covering him.
That's our guy.
But Ja'Marr Chase, practice, not practice, holding in. Now he's there, going to get a deal done, doesn't have a deal, going to play, but he's going to pout the entire game. He was just a sad sack throughout the whole game. So if he doesn't have a contract by week two, this is sort of a side topic, you think he's going to play again? He probably shouldn't. Like, he didn't seem like he was interested at all.
I was a little surprised he played week one.
Because
he had like the food poisoning or whatever he claimed.
Oh, yeah,
he had,
right.
The
then
downgrade.
He had the health thing that popped up.
So I thought that was his excuse to not play. I was a little surprised he even played.
Yeah,
to
no,
be honest.
They looked like a mess. And I do think part of that, though, is the Patriots defense. Like, they had guys flying around. Keon White, who was one of the guys that we sort of highlighted, right? That's one of the guys you wanted to watch just all season long. Awesome. Awesome start. Gonzo, who only played 3.5 games last year, matched him up with a true number one receiver for most of the game. Played well.
You want the numbers?
Yeah, of course.
20 routes for Chase, where Gonzalez was lined up on him. 7 in man coverage, 3 catches, 15 yards.
Yeah, that's pretty great. That's pretty great. And then Juwan Bentley is going to join us coming up in a little bit. He was on the field for every play. Their safeties played well. You know, Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar, they were on the field for every single snap. So, yeah, that's a big – and that's also a big confidence-boosting win, too. A road win against an all-pro quarterback. Like, slice it up any other – like, they don't care that Ja'Marr Chase is holding in or that T. Higgins is hurt.
No.
It's Joe Burrow on the road, and you go in there and get the win. You hold him to one touchdown, and it's not even a passing touchdown. Well, that's pretty great.
So all your thoughts on the Patriots, 617-779-7937. Are we overreacting? Should we pump the brakes? Mayo warned us to pump the brakes a couple of different times. Sure. What'd you think of Jacoby Brissett, by the way? Is that enough on offense? Real quick, Keith. How'd you feel about Brissett week one, day one?
So my bar for Brissett was very low.
Well, your bar for the season was very low.
For the
low,
team
but
is,
yes,
is very low. Yes. I thought the best thing he did was pick up a few first downs with his legs.
Agreed.
And that's something that we thought Drake May could do better than him. It probably is something Drake May can do better than him. But there were some crucial, like, is Cincinnati going to force a punt here? Oh, nope. This way they can eat 2 more minutes off the clock. So he ran the ball pretty well. What did it end up being, like 30-something yards?
Yeah, 32.
32 yards. So, like, that was pretty good. I mean, he got away with one. He tried to throw a pick in the end zone, which would have been pretty costly, but Hunter Henry made a great play on
it.
I mean, he went 15-24 for $121, and they scored one touchdown as an offense. So I'm very high on the game, but Jacoby Brissett was maybe as advertised, slightly better, because I didn't think he was going to run.
So I agree 100%. He didn't turn it over. That's key.
Yep.
But he could have turned it over if Henry didn't bail him out. The best thing about his day is he's more mobile than I expected. I did not expect him to move as well as he did. And that is a way to hold off Drake May a little bit. If they're winning, you heard it with Mayo this morning. If they're winning, he doesn't want to hear questions about Drake May.
Yeah, that's not the formula to come back in a game.
No.
Like, if you're like the Buffalo Bills or the Miami Dolphins who are trailing and then they have like those offenses, they can come back. This team probably can't do it. You play from ahead. That's what a lot of teams actually have to do. Did you hear the crazy stat that Mike Reese had?
Ooh, I don't know.
The Patriots' longest play on offense.
I did not see it.
Was 17 yards.
Okay.
Making them the first team to win in week one without a 20-yard play since 2015.
It's like a different league.
It is. Like, it's insane. Like, and so as you're watching the game, you're like, all right, well, nothing's really going downfield. And Ramondre would rip off some good runs, but for, you know, like 7-8-yard kind of runs, you're like, oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, second and short, that kind of thing. They didn't have any long plays at all. Then they win the game, and you don't really realize that, oh, wait a minute, every single team for the last, what, 9 years in football has had at least a 20-yard play and won a game.
Yeah.
So, like, that part of it's crazy. I don't think that is sustainable as far as, like, that offensive performance and winning week in and week out, but it was enough to win this week, and that's the most important thing.